T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To State Senator Patrick Stefano, who is on the line with us right now. He represents Fayette, Somerset, and Westmoreland counties. Senator, thanks for taking busy day, taking some time for us. I appreciate it.
No problem, Frank. Glad to be with you.
Now, Senate Bill 597, why did you do that in the beginning, and what happened? Where did it wind up being?
Why I did that is, as you had mentioned earlier, I've had some municipal authority work in my background as well in my past. And the issue has come up in the area that there's really no major oversight in any of these authorities. And if they're run properly, they can run behind the scenes. But if they begin to step out of their lane a little bit, there's nobody there to make sure they get bumped back. So that was the impetus behind drafting this type of legislation. The bill was written and introduced, was assigned to the local government committee, and there it did languish. The chairman did not bring it up for whatever reason he had.
I mean, do you have any sense of why it didn't get legs? I mean, was it lobbying effort? Was it that there wasn't enough support in the Senate? What?
It could be. There's a lot of different currents that could have been behind the scenes there. It just never got to see the light of day.
Well, my big question is, are you going to introduce it again, or can you? I mean, we're seeing this situation up here with the stormwater fees. People are wondering, you know, who the Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority is, Dallas Area Municipal Authority, Scranton Sewer Authority. And when Gene said he'd like to go in and take a look at stuff and can't, it raised a big red flag for us.
It sure does, and it sure did for me. Being that it didn't move, I might try a different approach. And looking at the idea of a pilot study, that we could just use a few authorities across the state and have the Auditor General do audits just on those particular instances to see that the atmosphere might not be as bad as some people think.
Well, if you do that, consider some of the authorities up here, because I don't know, has the stormwater issue hit your district yet?
It is beginning to be discussed among the municipalities. They're still struggling with sewage issues, let alone dealing with stormwater.
I mean, up here, I mean, people are just outraged. I mean, they're having town meetings where they're inviting Casey and Toomey and congressional members here and of course, you know, Pennsylvania legislators, because they just want answers on why they have to pay and where the money's going. So I'd really be interested in following, you know, any legislation that you introduce. So I'll ask your staff to kind of keep us up to date on it, okay?
We'd be glad to, because we need to move forward. I did have a discussion with PUC Director Gladys Brown, and her comment came back, we would love to be able to oversee the municipal authorities, but we need another building and a lot more staff. I think we need to make smaller steps first.
I think so. By the way, at 3:30, we were talking to Dave Argel about Senate Bill 76 and property tax relief. And I said my last question, if Pat Stefano reintroduces 597, will you support it? And he said, absolutely.
That's good. So, I'm glad to hear there's more support.
So go get him for a co-sponsor, okay?
I absolutely will.
Senator, thanks for talking to us. I'm grateful.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Pat Stefano, State Senator.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.